Well, let me see. We've got some, you know, it's November 10th, and I just did some research to find out what else happened November 10th in history. In the year 911, Conrad the Younger was elected as king of East Francia. King Conrad's reign was a continuous and generally unsuccessful struggle to support rulers like Charles the Simple, also known as Carlos the Simple.
Any relation?
Carlos the Simple was the son of Louis the Stammerer and was prevented from being crowned by his half-brother, King Carloman. Instead, nobles of the realm asked his cousin, Emperor Charles the Fat, to assume the crown, who then became unpopular and died. Also, in 1793, on November 10th, France ends forced worship of God. That's good. I'm glad of that. In 1801, on November 10th, Kentucky outlaws dueling. And in 1975, on November 10th, the Edmund Fitzgerald carrying iron ore sinks in Lake Superior. All 23 crew members are feared lost. It took 3 hours to sink, which is slightly less time than it took Gordon Lightfoot to sing about it. Also, November 10th is Forget-Me-Not Day. It's not clear exactly who started this holiday, which just the irony is not lost on me. They forgot who created the Forget-Me-Not holiday. I just love it. Also, this is interesting. November 10th is Martin Luther's birthday. It's also Martin Luther's birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, he was born in 1483, and at the age of 17, he entered the University of Erfurt.
His father wanted him to be a lawyer, so he enrolled in law school, but he quit pretty much right away.
Yeah, in 1505, while returning to school, he was almost killed by lightning. He yelled out, "Help! Santa Anna, I will become a monk!" He left law school, sold his books, and entered St. Augustine's monastery.
And he changed the laws for priests wanting to get married and actually wedded Katerina von Bora, who, it turns out, was one of 12 nuns he helped escape from a convent. He smuggled them out in herring barrels.
Ooh.
Smelly.
Romantic. Marriage was a surprise to him, and he wrote at one point, "Suddenly, and while I was occupied with far different thoughts, the Lord has plunged me into marriage."
Doesn't it always feel that way? Marriage, like, just kind of hits you upside the head, right?
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, in researching this background information for this Martin Luther stuff, we unearthed information that there were actually form letters, like fill-in-the-blank boilerplate letters that students of that time used. This is really true. This is not me making this up. So, say, if you wanted to drop out of law school, avoid military service, these might have worked for you. Just filled in the blanks and sent them home to your parents, sort of pre-canned excuses. And we just happen to have an expert on 16th century German culture with us, Dr. Emil von Fleischacher, to explain some of these form letters that Martin Luther may well have used. Hello, Professor Fleischacher.
Hello, yes, it's very good to be here, thank you.
Thanks for coming over, we appreciate it. And how was your flight?
Sehr gut, danke.
Okay, good. So as you know, we are interested in these form letters that Martin Luther may have used to get out of law school back in the day. Can you give us some examples of the kinds of things that the students would have used?
Natürlich. So we have found them to address all manners of students' problems, you know, from not having enough money for beer to romantic entanglements. Here is one that was commonly sent when a young man was too homesick.
Okay, so Professor Fleischacher is going to read the German, and Nisha and I are going to translate for you.
Yeah. Lieber am schönsten Vater.
Most wonderful father.
Und weiche, sanfte, liebenden Mutter.
And soft, gentle, loving mother.
Ich hasse Schule.
I hate school.
Sie machen mich studieren.
They make me study.
Die Hausaufgaben sind zu schwer.
The homework is too hard.
Und sie lehren sind allen Politiker.
The teachers are all politicians.
Und sie haben winzige Hände.
And they all have tiny hands.
Die Bratwurst schmeckt nach Muttertieren.
The bratwurst tastes like marmots.
Und die Spätzle riecht nach Zehnmarmelade.
And the Spätzle smells like toe jam.
Oh, Mutter und Vater, wie tief bin ich gefallen.
Oh, Mother and Father, how low I have fallen.
Ich muss nach Hause kommen. Ich vermisse Mutterstrudel.
I have to come home. I miss Mother's strudel.
Und der Hund hat meine Hausaufgaben gegessen.
And the dog ate my homework.
Die anderen Studenten haben mich gefesselt, weil ich nicht büffen könnte.
The other students teased me because I could not boof.
Und der Sportunterricht.
The physical education.
So schwer.
Oh, very harsh.
Ich kann nicht in der Armee. Ich habe Knochensperren.
And I cannot join the army. I have bone spurs.
Das Einzige, was ich gut kann.
The only thing I am good at
ist Bier trinken.
Is to drink beer.
Ich mag Bier, noch wie Bier. Wir trinken Bier.
I liked beer. I still like beer. We drank beer.
Mögen Sie Bier, Senator, oder nicht?
Do you like beer, Senator, or not?
Oh, die Mädchen sind nett.
The ladies are nice.
Aber es gibt ein Mädchen.
Oh, but that one girl.
Ich wusste nicht, dass sie Nonne war.
I did not know she was a nun.
Ach,
oh.
Ich war in Dreiecke des Teufels gefangen.
I was trapped in the devil's triangle.
Sie wollen nicht.
Do you not? You would not want me.
Dass ich ein Sklaven bei einem Job wäre.
To slave away at a job.
Dass ich nicht liebe.
I do not love.
Wollen Sie?
Do you?
Ich kann nach Hause kommen.
I can come home.
Und ich im Keller wohnen.
And live in the basement.
Bis ich Arbeit finde.
Until I find work.
Dein lieben wohler Sohn.
Your loving son. So those are these were actually used, you say.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah. Are they still used in contemporary times? What do you think?
I used some, so yeah. I imagine they're still being used.
Professor Fleischacher, thank you very much for coming to us.
Danke. Yes. Danke schön.
All right.
We are moving right along. We've got another wonderful performer coming up. We're at the Fall Folk Festival here at Spokane Community College. If you are not already in the audience here physically, you've got plenty of time to come down and see some live performances. They're going to be on stage until 10 o'clock tonight and 11 to 5 tomorrow. It's free and it's fun for everybody and free parking and lots of wonderful craft items. You can come and find for holiday gifts if you're into giving holiday gifts.
Oh, there's lots of stuff
to
buy.
Tons
many ways to spend
stuff.
Your money. Oh, we do it well down here.
Yeah, and one of the great ways to spend your money is by a donation because it's a free festival.
Yeah, that's right. And it costs about $28,000 every year to put on. Most of that money comes from people like you. Just like sounds like public radio.
Gosh, I feel like I was doing this a month ago.
328-5729. That's so true. But it is true. This is a community fueled event. This really made by the community for the community. And we're so glad you're here. All right. Our next performer is Yang Xu. And Yang Xu was born in Yangzhou, China, on the Yangtze River, for which she is named. How about that? I didn't know that. She came to the United States 15 years ago and lives in Spokane. She plays the guzheng, which is a traditional 21-string zither, and will be playing a number of songs during the festival. She also paints in the style of the Song Dynasty and teaches Mandarin Chinese to school children. She loves to bring her appreciation of Chinese culture to others, and she's still getting set up with this remarkable instrument that I am somewhat familiar with. You may know it, but it's very similar to the Japanese koto. It's basically a rectangular box with 21 strings going lengthwise across the top with a series of bridges put up underneath each string. So there's a lot of plucking and a lot of bending. And she's going to play a short piece for us. And where is she going to be? She's going to be at the Sasquatch Room at 5 o'clock today. So you can hear more of the guzheng and Yang Xu. Let's have a big hand for Yang Xu.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That was beautiful.
Yang Xu will be performing in the Sasquatch Room at 5 o'clock today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 多谢你。 Well, I'm Carlos Alden. This is Nisa Schramm-Krosen.
Hello.
Right? Or
yep.
Not the other way around?
No, you're good.
Okay. Krosen, Schramm, Nisa?
Yeah, no, that doesn't sound as good.
Okay. And Milad Abide, and we are here at Spokane Community College in the Lehrer Student Center, in the Lehrer Auditorium, doing the broadcast from this year's Fall Folk Festival. And there's all kinds of stuff going on down here. 8 stages of music and fun and games, dance, all kinds of things, crafts, food. Oh, we're just having a great time down here. Come on down. If you're hearing someone on the radio say, man, I'd love to hear more of that person, please come down. They're all playing today. They're not going to be here. The people on the radio are not going to be here tomorrow. The people you hear on the radio today are performing later today. So get down here to this free event. Bring your family. Bring everybody. It's just a lot of fun.
It's great. We do have another message coming up from one of our sponsors.
Oh, we do. Yeah, we have a message coming up from Marmot Industries, another Marmot Industries. They're Marmot Research Brands. Marmots today, marmots tomorrow.
As always, Marmot Industries is on the cutting edge of innovation and incorporating Marmot products into new and ever-expanding markets. We want to give you an update on some of our current projects going into the future.
Using the incredible lubricity of marmot pelts, we have developed a musk oil that helps high-speed magnetic trains run straight and true.
Marmot Industries is part of a new project that links Hilliard and Joe Albee Stadium. It'll be a short 10-minute trip to go from the Market Street station to the new stadium.
Now there are no more reasons not to attend Wolfgang's co-ed wrestling matches and chess tournaments.
There are so many Marmot components that are underutilized. Even though at Marmot Industries we strive to use all the parts, we are finding new bits to use all the time.
Our researchers have recently found specific DNA markers indicating perfectly fine marmot stem cells that can be used for medical and pharmaceutical purposes.
We've incorporated this finding with 3D printing and will soon be bringing you Marmot Medical Replacement Technology. Fingers, eyebrows, gallbladders, ribs, hearts, heads, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Knees and toes.
And more.
We guarantee that all the Marmot Medical Replacement Technology parts will function as well as or better than your original pieces. Marmots are the Toyota Camry of the animal world. Fall down the rocks, lose a piece or two, fill themselves with junk food at Riverfront Park, whatever, and they just keep going and getting stronger and have a great sense of humor, too.
So you no longer need to jokingly tell your doctor, hey, doc, I've reached my 65-year warranty. Guess there are no replacement parts for me now.
With Marmot Medical Replacement Technology, we all will be able to live a long and marmotful life.
Marmot Industries is also developing neurotechnology to instill in marmots to utilize them as service animals. Marmot mascots will be available by 2020.
By implanting an empathy chip and boosting the native marmot intelligence, we are already training marmots in trial runs to be warm comfort on planes, buses, and staff meetings.
They can also assist with grocery shopping, picking up more inkjet printer cartridges, or even taking your car down to get the snow tires put on for the season.
We are also working on an SAT chip implant for coaching little Grinelda Hyde into getting into Stanford.
And a special couples counseling module for that rocky 7-year itch. Let us help augment your life for the better with Marmot mascots.
And if you are a national politician, our specialized human relations marmot mascot will be able to guide you through the mysterious intricacies of empathy, being a good listener, discerning truth from fiction, and understanding other human beings.
Marmot mascots.
Arriving prior to the next election. All right. We are just about on schedule here. Oh, I'm so happy when things go on schedule. Okay, our next band is Trolla Gale. Am I still saying that right? Okay, I get it. Okay, good. Yep, yep. And some of these guys stayed at my house last night, and we got into the wine and pizza and started playing music. And I don't know if any of us got enough sleep, but that was a lot of fun. Yeah. Trolley Gael is a dynamic Celtic ensemble from northwest Montana made up of friends, I hope you're friends, who have been making music together for many years. They love to find new tunes and new ways to play them, keeping their repertoire fresh and exciting, and they will be playing in the Sasquatch Room from 2:45 to 3:15. Let's have a big hand for Trolley Gael. Thank you.
So much. So you can tell that we do play some traditional tunes and then we play some kind of non-traditional.
Irish tunes. That last one was called The Knockered Elf. I don't know why. Some slow ones? Okay. Thank you.
you so much.
Thank you so much. See you later in the Sasquatch room.
I just wanted to say a quick thanks to the Folklore Society for having us. This is like a really great little deal you got going on here. 2:45 at the Sasquatch room.
All right, right. Big hand for Trolloc Gale. That is so good. So many strings. Unbelievable. Yeah.